Around the country, Republican Congress members are dogged by protesters hoping to stir up resistance to President Trump's agenda. Alaska Congressman Don Young, though, drew a friendly crowd today at the Chugiak Eagle River Chamber of Commerce. One constituent asked why Republicans didn't have a bill to replace the Affordable Care Act ready to put on the president's desk after the election. Young says his side of the aisle took easy votes to repeal the health law when they knew Barack Obama held veto power, but he says they weren't ready for a Republican White House.
We were unprepared. I don't deny that. And very frankly, the work had not been done to address the issue of health care.
Young told the audience they could expect a new Republican bill before July. He says Speaker Paul Ryan's bill, which was withdrawn for lack of support, would have hurt Alaska. And he says he didn't like a provision that would have allowed companies to raise rates on senior citizens relative to younger people.
Well, I happen to be a senior citizen. That disturbed me deeply. As far as premiums go, raise it 5 times over the young person.
Young responded in personal terms to a question about opioid addiction.
I'm a little experienced in this. I've lost 2 nephews to it. And I have actually 2 grandkids that have become drug addicts. And if I can catch the dealer, you're going to see me probably behind bars. Because that's wrong.
Afterward, he didn't offer specifics, though he said his nephews were addicted to crack.
This is quite a few years ago. And of course, I have people that are frankly been on and have used drugs, and it's not a good thing.
Young also repeated calls for Alaskans to defy the feds and build a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge to connect King Cove to Cold Bay. He said he was speaking as a constituent rather than a congressman. He also said he'd like to revive plans for a Susitna hydroelectric dam. The appearance was the only public event, Young spokesman said the congressman had in the Anchorage area during the 2-week congressional recess.